with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. On California roads, collisions between vehicles and animals killed hundreds of thousands of animals and 12 people in 2017. Experts in transportation and in wildlife management gathered at a summit in Redding Wednesday to address this problem. KBCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Wesley Stroud with Caltrans says his agency and others are working to identify the best places to build overpasses and undercrossings for wildlife, especially larger animals like bear and bighorn sheep that lead to larger crashes with more deaths, injuries, and property damage.
Elk, antelope, and deer are kind of the big ones that we really need to focus on, because if you can get those animals to cross and you can make minor adjustments to those crossings to facilitate other smaller animals to cross as well.
The symposium brings together local, state, and federal agencies as well as conservation groups to map out migration patterns and study problem areas where roads and water systems block species from migrating between their winter and summer ranges. Stafford Lehrer with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife praises the state's biodiversity initiative and says it's crucial to reconnect fragmented habitats so animal populations can thrive.
Animals have been prevented from commingling, and we have seen dramatic population losses, loss of genetic diversity because there's not a constant flow of new animals into or out of a population.
Researchers from UC Davis also are studying roadkill patterns, and so far, the state has identified 15 known wildlife collision hotspots. The idea is to address these concerns during the planning stages before new transportation projects and housing or commercial developments are built. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
The poor performance of telecom companies during last year's planned power outages was the focus of a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday. Capital Public Radio's Drew Sanzer has more from Sacramento.
California Office of Emergency Services Director Mark Ghilarducci told lawmakers telecoms operate what are now critical lifeline services. He says they need to harden infrastructure, improve information sharing, and add more backup power.
I believe that these companies now understand the reality of the cascading consequences of multiple large-scale PSPS events, and that an effort to provide for temporary mobile power sources is not only a challenge, it's simply inadequate.
AT&T's Jeff Luong told lawmakers there's a plan to put in 1,000 generators and other power resources at cell tower sites. But he says they need help from state and local agencies to cut through red tape.
Due to inconsistent requirements across jurisdictions, lengthy review times, onerous and redundant permitting conditions, we expect it could take 3 to 5 years to get all those generators permit, built, and operational.
Democratic state lawmakers have announced legislation that would require telecoms to have at least 72 hours of backup power at cell towers in high-risk fire areas. The FCC just released data showing 874 cell phone towers were offline during a power shutoff on October 27th that affected more than 1 million people. In Sacramento, I'm Drew Sanzer.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday called for spending $750 million to get homeless people off the street in California. The money would be included in the upcoming state budget. Chris Martin of the advocacy group Housing California says he's pleased Newsom plans to use some of the money to pay for apartments for homeless people.
You can get somebody into housing tomorrow with rental assistance and keep them housed for the next 10 years. And so we see something like rental assistance being both a short-term and long-term fix.
Also Wednesday, the governor signed an executive order requiring state agencies to find government property that can serve as temporary housing for homeless people. Some examples could include excess land along highways, travel trailers, and vacant state hospitals. The order also creates a state strike team to help local governments bring homeless people indoors. There are an estimated 90,000 Californians who are unsheltered, meaning they live on the streets, in cars, or abandoned buildings. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.